Witch's Bottle by Kate Holly Clark. She knows how it's done, this particular kitchen spell, although she can't remember how she knows. Something so far back, so part of home, whispered amongst the women, never spoken of in mixed company or in front of those who spoke publicly and comfortably of being godly. The jar in her hand, she steals through the house, although he is gone, she knows, for the evening, but she avoids the slow sighing board in the hall anyway. Hair from the brush with a certain word, back down to the kitchen for pepper to make him sneeze and cinnamon for itch, salt for the tears that she was so ashamed of the night he slapped her and called her names. Drain cleaner to push away the clogging, useless love for him. Shards from her granny's mirror that he put his fist through earlier today. The special words are coming back more easily to her now. Bubbling green and lichen tasting and cold from those half-heard kitchen chats that she'd scornfully tossed her teenaged head at and pronounced silly. Somehow, here in the dark, surrounded by the treasures and the body he's broken, they fall more solidly into the air. She's past the point now of wishing him dead. She wishes him never born, never grown, never loved, never carelessly cruel, and brilliantly able to freeze her into place, eyes wide and dazzled. She tops off the jar and screws on the lid, and hesitates in her own kitchen. She knows she should get it away from her, away from the house. She is yet uneasy and embarrassed about the malice and the fury and the fear just being left somewhere for some random stranger to maybe find. A car pulls into her drive and she flinches until she sees it has lights flashing blue and white. She squares her shoulders, puts the jar under the sink, and goes to find out if the kitchen talk was right.